Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hit, well, seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
Hello, this is our prom queen for the night, Lola. Give it up for Lola.
Oh my God. Oh my God, happy vow to you and yours.
Oh my God.
I was given this penis pop that I was like, bring on stage for all the laughs, so it will supply. Incredible comedy,
what's
incredible comedy.
Than sucking dick?
But now I'm in the worst situation you could ever be in, holding something. and there's no way out.
I'm full mommy. I brought our sponsored diaper bag. By the way, me being corporate whore, go, you can buy this. guess what? Not here, because we're lazy and we didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, but, you don't know how to do that.
It's easier anyway. It's on the website.
One time a straight guy in Arlington, Virginia told me that you can make a lot of money off of merch. And I was like, cool.
You can't really make a lot of money doing anything these days.
That straight man.
Cut to us sucking dick on stage.
No, this is such a flaw in modern day society, and it has been since actually the 1980s. And it's, what do you do with a lollipop? Kind of the second you open it when you don't want it anymore. It can't be finished.
Oh.
You can't finish it. What happened? I wasn't looking.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired. I just put the microphone in my mouth. I'm sorry to the Bell House.
Oh my God.
I just put it in my, it hit my teeth and it went in my mouth. I'm gonna chase the microphone with this lollipop. I'm not doing okay.
Wait, I haven't even
said hi, first of all. Hi. I kind of thought like with my entrance with Lola was kind of channeling like my super sweet 16, like me going to the prom.
Yeah.
But no one really liked it.
Did you guys? No, they liked it.
She's a star in the making. She's new to the stage.
I'm glad because typically when I come out here and the music's still playing, it actually is annoying how long it goes. And I never really know what to do during that time because I'm not necessarily a singer, dancer, or actor. So I can't sing along, I can't dance along, and I certainly can't act along. And but then I had this amazing idea of waving, and it was a huge success.
It seemed like you were killing the
entrance. I was absolutely slaying.
Meanwhile, I was just, I had my props, my co-star.
I felt bad for you. I was like, she didn't set herself up for success.
Mike, I had a difficult co-star.
I know. I'm having so much anxiety, like a looming cloud. Like,
how is this going to end? My mouth.
This is going to ruin my time
you
tonight.
You saw, someone over here saw. Yeah, you saw. You saw, and one of you saw. Yeah. And you were like, that girl needs help. You were like, cue the ambulance. Wait, first of all, not to be crazy, but hi.
Hi. I am having this where I'm like, my brain in 1 second, it forgets which is which, and I do just talk into both.
Sorry, we I have to quickly, first of all, welcome to the alt prom for those who don't connect with the Super Bowl.
No one's cool here. Guess what? You're not cool.
This is the prom for freaks and losers.
You're not with it. If you're here tonight, you're not welcome home with your family over the holidays. So don't even try it.
I just met someone who was the kind of guy who only talks to you if he wants to absolutely have raw dog sex with you. And I was triggered, taken right back to high school, and now I'm home. Dick, guess what I didn't do in high school? Suck any cock. I was dying to do it. I remember one time, this is such a sad story. I was friends with this guy, and he was like complaining to me about how his girlfriend like wouldn't blow him, and I was like, that sucks, like I would totally... I was like, that's so... I was like, she's being crazy. Like, I would do that. Reader, it would be years before a dick touched these thin lips. You know, thin lips are high fashion now.
I remember hearing this story, like... I don't think I was on a bus, but I think I, like...
You could have been.
I think the first time I heard it, I wasn't on my bus, but I then heard it again when I was on my bus. And basically, there was a party. I wasn't included in the party. And there was someone walked in on someone going down, a male person going down on a female identifying person. And they said the big like line that everyone was saying was the person walked in and her panties were around her ankle.
Oh.
Ankles. And I just thought that was cool because I never really had thought about the word. I've never thought about the word panties in my life before that.
Really?
Now I think about it every day.
Really? You know, the first night, I actually unlocked a memory recently.
From your past?
Yeah, from my past, actually. I unlocked it in my present, but it was from my past. And it was at the first night that I actually did give a blowjob. The song Blame It on the Alcohol was playing, and that song...
Was it playing while you did it, or just
no? It was like it was playing while we were like playing beer pong, and I was like, oh my god! And all of a sudden, I'm like in this room, and I'm like, you know, dick in mouth, and then I'm like, thank God this is being live streamed.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah,
sorry,
I spit it out, and then the next day, my friends were texting me like, did you blow him? And I was like, no.
Can I swear to God, I'll buy you a new bag. Can I put this in that? I'll buy you a new one.
Well, there's got to be something we can do here.
Yeah. I think it's ruining everyone's time.
Yeah. Well, it didn't. I wasn't off to a good start when I put the microphone in my mouth.
We have so much shit up here.
Here, let's put it in these wrappers. By the way, this is important, though. The reason why we have these dick, what are these called? Lollipops, is because tonight, Project Stay NYC is here handing out free condom packs, rapid HIV tests, and all kinds of resources for sexual health and wellness. So go say hi to them.
Say hi to them.
You had a whole moment.
I had a whole moment.
Yeah, they have a table in the back. So if you guys want to pick up some stuff on your way out, they're an amazing organization. So what did you do?
So basically what happened was while you were doing your thing.
Yeah, while you were sleeping. Sorry.
I was so proud of my friend for doing her thing. And then this gentleman, it was your guys' idea. Are you guys a four-person friend group or your two-person team? Your trio, your three.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what I said, three. Lipstick jungle. Your lipstick jungle. When it's three people, it's lipstick jungle. When it's four, it's every other show. Did anyone here watch Lipstick Jungle?
Yes! Wow.
Okay, were you... Okay, that girl was on Lipstick Jungle. It's
was
Kim
that
Ravers.
The show?
Kim Ravers.
Who was on that show?
It's hard because there was another show that came out during... Everyone shut up. This is important. It's hard...
What tonight's all about?
It's hard because there was another show that came out the same time called Cashmere Mafia, which had four. And so it's hard to know which is which, but Kim Ravers was in one.
What year was this? My new catchphrase.
2007.
I was basically like 3 years old.
I had this like thought process where I was like, what if we bring someone up to treat them? And like we're doing like kind of a soft prom theme. We were just kind of just to like just.
Well,
to,
I'm dressed as prom.
You're just as prom.
But I have toddler hair. We love it.
And I had this thought of like, what if like we bring someone up and we're like, hi, how are you? And we're like asking them about how their prom was, and they say like, I had this very real premonition of someone being like, well, I didn't really have my prom because of the COVID-19 pandemic. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my god, you're fully, you're 19-ish. At best, you're 19.
Right.
At worst, you're 4.
And then we're like, well, tonight, you're having your COVID-19 prom. And we have, like HBO comes in with cameras and we're crying. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, and these days, it would be like a drag queen where then...
I like that show. I like that show.
Yeah, a drag queen would come in and tell them to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And it would be
make
their
them reconnect
prom.
With their fathers.
Yeah, everyone would cry. And then everyone, like, in randomly, like, Arkansas would accept gay. And that would be the end of the show. And that's actually every show that is on air currently.
That is true. It's not Arkansas accepting gay.
Every show is on air currently. It's Arkansas finally accepting gay. And then a gay kid in Arkansas's dad, like, finally, like, putting on a wig and doing a full drag show.
Then, yeah, it's about accepting gay and having your dad come out in Arkansas. It's beautiful. How was your prom? No offense.
My prom was okay. No. Don't laugh. It's a fair question. My prom was okay.
Hi. I'd been ignoring this side, so I just wanted to...
Sometimes we have problems with people who say that. There's
This is a really...
Wait, what?
Yeah, for sure. Mom, stop. No, you know what? Here's the thing. We looked at you like you were crazy. I knew exactly what you were talking about. That wasn't fair to you. But I knew it would get a laugh. We're like, who's this girl?
down, ultimately, I am a ruthless whore who will do anything to be liked. But what this beautiful, intelligent woman was saying is that a few shows ago, there were drunk people who met, like, at a hotel or something, and then they came to the show, and they sat in this area. And so this is a very, very special area.
But a lot
area.
Of times, kind of, whoever sits here, there's something about this area where whoever sits there does feel sort of like...
Okay, our new film, There's Something About This Area.
Emboldened. I don't know if you guys are starting to feel emboldened, but if you're starting to feel it, I would really encourage you to fight it with everything inside of you. Because it often makes
Wait, also, everyone here looks gorgeous. I'm seeing some people who actually, like me, accepted the theme. You look stunning. Stun. Okay,
stun gun,
back
stun
to
gun.
Your prom.
Back
no
to
one
prom.
Asked me to my mind.
Wait, are people mad that this
No one asked me to mine. No, and that's why I'm up here. You think I had all this shit because someone asked me to know? No one asked me to my prom. And then in a really sad, sad display of friendship, my friends asked our friend from another school to ask me to my own prom.
It really... Whenever someone goes to someone from another school, it's like you smile and you act like they're equal.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not the same. It's not the same. You pretend they're the same, but
I
they're
so hot,
not
though.
The same. It's not the same.
I looked... I was stunning.
No one who has it... No one can who can have it... There's two kinds of people who have dates from another school.
Mm-hmm. Either you're fucking them so hard.
You're fucking them so
and
hard.
And they're like way older.
Or they're like you're dating them and it's you're just weird about it. Like you're always like whatever. I don't have the energy to finish this, but like I could be so funny about this right now. Not on a Sunday. Come to my next show where I kind of serialize my comedy shows where I will kind of finish the amazing take on
setups at one show, punchlines at the other.
On the first type of person who goes to prom with someone from another school. It's incredible. It's groundbreaking. It is Nanette. It's anti-comedy. It's JDRs. but my prom was okay. Wait, what was I going to say?
No one asked about my new piercing I got.
I know. Well, I couldn't ask because you kind of told me before I had a chance
know.
To ask.
You don't care about it.
Yeah, well, you told me all the information I could ever need. I couldn't think of something you could possibly ask.
Well, would you have noticed it?
No. I wouldn't notice a piercing.
I wanted to feel something, so I had a stranger put a needle through my ear. I know, it's like, this is very teenager of me. I wanted to be prom theme. Like, I got a little...
Yeah.
Okay, no one here cares at all either.
can someone say woo if they care?
Trying too hard.
As a group, it would have been a stronger comedic choice if either no one wooed or like one person wooed.
Yeah. She doesn't even go here, one of those moments.
Yeah, yes. Total. She doesn't even go her moment.
Sorry, so you were talking about your prom and I was a little bitch.
I know, but then I like decided to redirect and like kind of figure out like how the room is feeling around like, are people mad this isn't enough? This isn't like enough like a prom. Like this isn't enough of a theme. You don't care that this
Okay.
Isn't.
Were you worried it would be too much like a prom? Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, we did workshop the script for this like tirelessly over the past 2 months.
And
we're going line for line right now. But we ultimately decided like we should be free with it.
We had an absolute killer draft that was a little bit more like prom and the network said no.
Yeah, the studio signed off on it, but the network was like, you know how it is, right?
Okay, anyways. My prom was okay. Basically, I do remember walking towards, like, you know, pre-proms are famously at someone's house who has a pool. And so actually, you know whose house my pre-prom was at? Was the woman who, and if you know, this is one of those, if you know moments that are so popular today. that are so popular in media today, if you know, you know. Our pre-prom was at the house of the girl whose mom said it's shrimp.
Oh my god! The It's Shrimp Mom, one of the main characters from the Marvel Universe of me and Pat.
The It's Shrimp Mom hosted pre-prom. It was her absolute heaven on earth. And I do remember walking there and walking towards the backyard. You know, it was a track. It was track focused.
Yeah, we're all thinking, who was your date? Who was your date?
The crowd was track and field focused. And this one girl's mom said, you clean up nice. And I, for some reason, I was like, I look really good. you know, when you randomly, like, you're like, that compliment was real.
I had the opposite thing where I one of my, say with me, 1, 2, 3 cotillions, my hair was so straight, so flat to my head. I tried so hard. And a few days later, someone was like, my mom saw the pictures and said, you actually looked really good. And I'm like, okay, your mom thinks I'm hideous?
It's so
people have a weird thing with not knowing if they want to fuck me or not. In this case, my friend's mom wasn't sure if she wanted to fuck me.
It's so hard when someone's mom has an opinion about you. I will never stop talking about the time when I went to a grad party with my friend in a way where he absolutely hated me and knew I was gay, and but was friends with my other friends, so I had to like be like, that's my friend. And I went to his grad party and sang in a group of people. Mm-hmm. Stop me if I've said this before. And then I'll say, I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. And the kid was like, my mom thinks you're gay. And we were all like, huh? Because like that could, in high school, that could be like
a joke. It's an amazing joke.
It's a classic joke structure. It has your mom and it has gay. So it's a classic, classic setup punchline joke. So everyone heard those two phrases, your mom and gay, and their brains were like, this is a joke. So everyone's like, ha ha. And then he was like, I'm not kidding. Like, she actually thinks you're gay. Like, she said, like, I think he's gay. And then everyone, like, stopped laughing. And I was like, cool. And she was right. That woman was right. And
she's here tonight. Bring her out. The mom who knew he was gay.
I would love to have a daytime talk show where I brought that woman on and interviewed her and said, one, how did you know? Because we barely spoke. No offense. Mm-hmm. Two, as, you know, this kind of maybe a 40-ish woman, like, what made you bring your kind of straight son into the living room and say, like, I think that kid mm-hmm. who you hangs around with your friends is gay.
Yeah.
You know what that woman needs to go on? HBO show where Arkansas learns that gay is good. And she needs to do
yeah,
a
she
full...
she does need to learn.
She needs to do a full drag show.
I think we should...
move forward with the rest
with
of the show.
With the evening.
Yeah, let's move forward with the evening.
So at tonight's prom, we wanted to give back to the community by donating some live treatment to our family. So we're going to have a few people. We have this magic randomista tote bag. And we have some questions in here. By which I, of course, mean that I'm pulling out my cell phone where the questions are on it. But I was really prop focused tonight. I had the dog. I had the phone. No one really cared.
Classic. If you're a scientist, find me after. Classic situation of something was next to a closed water bottle and now it's wet.
Really?
You learned about that in fourth grade.
Condensation.
Yeah, but it's still.
They're always teaching you about like gas
telling you
and
it's
water.
Condensation, but you're still kind of like how.
Yeah, at this point. Which if one do you want to do first?
Again, if you're a scientist, find me after. Is anyone here like a scientist or something like that? You're something
is
like
that. Is that why you're wearing a mask? Because you know more than we do?
You're a doctor. You're an MD. Do you know about why if you put something...
What kind of doctor?
Internal medicine.
That's one of the main mysteries. External doctor. Yeah, it's broken, doc. You don't have to go to college for that.
No, you don't.
Internal medicine, you definitely have to go to the whole nine yards.
Because you have to know actually what's going on inside. You're very much like, this is you walking in.
Yeah.
You're walking to a patient.
Like, this is one of our plays.
So basically a patient. It's a play. You're going to, in this play, I'm going to be, what's your name?
Neela.
I'm going to be playing Neela at a typical day at work. And you're going to be a patient who has sought treatment at a medical hospital. Generally, like, you have no idea what's wrong with you. And they're like, okay, we're going to get the specialist who's right for you. Because we actually know generally what's wrong with you. And so you're waiting in the room.
Am I feet dangling?
Your feet are dangling, and you're a little bit nervous. You're like, what the fuck is wrong
am
with
I
me?
Am I wearing the gown or no?
Yeah, you're absolutely ass naked, but wearing
a gown. I'm wearing the gown the wrong way. It's so... open to the front. So, like, my pussy's out, and I'm like...
You know what?
And they're like, honey, the opening goes in the back. And I'm like, I think Neela will like this. Okay,
wait,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Wait, what's your name again?
Neela.
Neela, okay.
Okay, so... Oh, I have a my chart portal.
Okay.
You might know me from my portal. Doctors are addicted to portals. They cannot communicate. They cannot communicate.
When doctors got their hands on portals.
Oh. There was not. We didn't. The rest of us
didn't
stand a chance.
We were never talking to a human again. There went.
No.
In no other profession, like, is it acceptable
to
be like.
Annoyed.
In no other profession is it acceptable to be like, please access a portal to find out if you're truly dying or not.
I know. I mean, I'm literally, Neela, I'm literally constantly in the portal looking at my hormone levels, Googling, is this normal? And it's like, beep, beep. Like, it's so.
Are you directing people to portals on day to day? You do. No, I don't. I would never want you to, like, give them your
just
info.
Answer once.
And then block their ass. Be like, it's terminal. You're blocked.
Okay, so okay. Curtain up.
Curtain up. Shut up, because it's a...
Wearing an open hospital gown open the wrong way.
And actually, shut up, because it's a play now, and you have to respect that.
Okay.
Hi, hello, are you... Oh my God, that is... you were wearing that completely... that's actually, your ass is meant to be exposed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, not
I
your
I always
vagina.
Do this, like, my pussy's always out.
No.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Do you mind just... I'm just gonna flip it around.
Medically, it's really important that your ass is exposed.
Can you see enough ass?
I can see it, which is gonna be really perfect for, you know, moving forward with your treatment. Okay, so I'm sure you're wondering, who is this doctor who's come into my room? I have no idea what's wrong with me. I don't even know what area I'm needing treatment in.
Yeah, I just haven't been feeling like myself.
Yeah, you're vaguely not feeling well. Well, I'm here to tell you, the call is coming from inside the house. Thank you. That's your play. That's your play. Thank you. Is that how it is? That's how it is. And then you're like, see the portal.
Oh my God. So many organs, so little time.
And then you're just like, the call is coming from inside the house. Here's a link to a portal. If you text me, I'll fucking kill you.
Doctors are like, try have exercising for once, you dumb bitch. Have some water and don't ever, ever, ever message me about giving you your medicine. You should just know how to get your medicine from CVS.
Don't call, don't text, none of it. Yeah. Why do they, Neil, like,
I really had an, I'm a patient who's now having an out-of-body experience. I've watched so many shows growing up where it's like someone's watching themselves on the operating table. Does that happen? And they're like, she picked up the scalpel.
I wish I could get, I wish so bad I could be like Meredith Grey and get surgery and go into a purgatory space for once.
This is all to say, tonight, sorry, Neela, we're the ones giving treatment. But I will be...
And Neela, tonight, we're not going to be giving anyone portals.
We're gonna giving it to them straight.
We're going to be doing a little old-fashioned thing called talking to people that maybe the medical community has forgotten about, but they need to remember because the fucking health situation in this country. I'm just kidding. I love the health situation.
Thank you for your service.
I love how we're set up medically in this country. I think it's perfect.
I love how a medicine that I need is $600 a month. I think that's actually chic. It's like buying a fun pair of Jimmy Choo's. I feel like Carrie when I take my medicine. I'm like, oops, there goes $600. I'm such a Carrie. I really miss that program. We had a fun run, didn't we, as a community? We had a few fun weeks. The conversation on Twitter was light. It was airy. It was in service of something bigger. Okay, so... Sorry, did I say something?
I was imagining when you were doing that dance that you were dancing to Genie in a Bottle.
Yeah, same.
Oh, really?
Gotta rub me the right way, honey. True. Not too hard. A little bit light on the clit. Okay,
I had a kind of adversarial conversation with my same-sex sexual partner.
Oh, no. Emergency SOS. No.
Oh, it literally says my emergency. Phone. It literally goes emergency SOS if you almost turn it off. It's like, you need to learn what an emergency is. Almost getting turned off phone is not an emergency.
Yeah, but you know that I had to call 911 this calendar year.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because I had a gas leak.
My phone's in here. I don't need anything.
Anyways, I know us trying to use this bag, it's really not working. That being said, definitely buy that bag. SeekTreatmentMerch.com. It's not the bag's fault, it's user error when it comes to the wig.
Okay.
So, I mean, everyone's talking about mental health, and I think that's so good that we're finally, as a culture, saying we're pointing at this thing that we call mental health and saying, let's talk about it, girlies. Mm-hmm. And so I've had such a lifelong journey of figuring out how to deal with my anxiety and, you know, stress and not being too overwhelmed and not shutting down and like strategies for how to just calm myself down in moments when I'm feeling really overwhelmed and kind of underwater, even from just a human being texting me.
And I have found it really helpful in those moments to use Noom Mood, because with Noom Mood, you can take the journey to mental wellness just one step at a time. They have this guided approach that teaches you ways to like reframe and shift your mindset. And they have a dedicated team of coaches who can support you on your journey.
Yeah, it's good because like, honestly, it's so stressful to even think about tackling your stress, which is a famous, famous, famous thing called Catch-22. And so with Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day, which is good because we're all busy. Guys, we're all busy. You are, I am, and even most of our friends and peers are.
And it's accessible, it's convenient, it's live, it's laugh, it's love. Because guys, we can get through this. We are stronger than our stress. Our stress doesn't have to control our lives. You know what I'm saying? We can take back the power because we, thanks to New Mood, have the knowledge and skills to get ourselves on the right track and to feel happy again.
What I love is that it's backed by science. And so it has lessons based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety.
Yeah, and I like that basically with New Mood, I feel like taking care of my mental wellness is empowering. They help me understand my relationship with like stress and all these crazy thoughts I have. And I actually have learned some coping mechanisms that have been super helpful. And it's so fast, and it's an app, it's there when you need it, it's on your phone, where you already are anyway, honey, right? So worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/seek treatment. That's noom.com/seek treatment.
Noom.com/seek treatment. Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s.
Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support.
But Ritual didn't stop there. In fact, they kept going because they invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 and Over multivitamin.
Essential for Women 18 and Up was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks.
The clinical study was published in leading scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition. And a published clinical study is a big friggin' deal and a serious commitment to a first-of-its-kind standard in the industry.
Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project. Traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients and always clear communication. No shady stuff, y'all. So I have loved taking my Ritual multivitamins. They taste good. They're fresh. I feel like I'm doing something good for my body. It's just a good time. It's easy breezy. It's a thing I can do. It's just, you know, no stress. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/seek treatment and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/seek treatment.
ritual.com/seek treatment.
Sorry, so who do you want to do first?
Okay.
So we're hacking the mainframe.
Yeah, let me just type in a few JavaScripts here.
So HTML, not rosebud, this. Semicolon, exclamation point, semicolon, exclamation point. Oh.
Oh, yeah, this one we kind of like.
Oh, that one's kind of playful.
Yeah, that one's
sorry,
playful.
Sorry, I spit a little bit.
It's okay.
Okay, cool. So first we want to invite up our dear friend. Please welcome to the stage Tanner F. It's Tanner. Yes!
You can use Sarah's if you want, or you can get...
It's like, it's one of those classic questions, like, are you going to hoist?
Or use Sarah's?
You know, I recently hoisted myself out of a pool. I felt so young. Mm-hmm. You know how climbing out of a pool is? And you're like, can I do this? I still got it.
I'm someone who, because of the way my... Tanner, hi. Oh, my God. It's nice to meet you in person, finally.
Okay, so this is going to be your mic. So and is what's... This on? Is this thing on?
An interesting facet of our live show is that there's two stools, but we regularly have three people on, and no one ever knows if they should sit down, stand up. It's awkward no matter what, so that is just going to be part of our dynamic.
So would you be willing to share with the crowd what your question was?
Oh,
well, first of
sure.
all, like, what's your deal? What are your pronouns? Like, what's going on?
Yes, my name is Tanner. My pronouns are he, him. And my question is... I've been seeing somebody for a few weeks now.
And huge, if true.
It is true.
A few weeks you've been seeing them.
Okay, so I'm listening, TV. I'm listening.
We're listening, but I am interjecting.
Tanner, are we going to need some of these, or what's going on?
Oh, God.
All right. I'm on tonight.
We're going to need a bigger balloon. We're going to need a bigger balloon here. But seeing someone, say you're seeing someone is very television.
Yeah.
It's very 90s. I'm sleeping with someone. I'm seeing someone.
Yeah, I'm seeing someone. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Okay, so
What else?
So definitely keep going.
So my question was around, I'm really into Mormon missionary role play.
Yes.
Now, and I want to know when is too soon.
When is too soon.
So first I have to ask the obvious question, were you a Mormon missionary?
I was not, but I was a Mormon.
Okay.
So
as someone who's watching Real Housewives Salt Lake City right now...
By the way, I thought the finale was tonight. Found out from a dear friend in the audience that it's not tonight. Okay. And I say this with not love. They will, and I've tweeted this out, like, Bravo will literally decide not to put out a new episode of Salt Lake City if it is drizzling out. They'll be like, we're going to save it for next week. We're not doing it. Like, you could have put it on, like, the night of the Super Bowl, Bravo. I don't think anyone would have cared.
Nay. So, Tanner, when did you leave the Mormon church? When did you have your Heather moment?
I don't watch the show, so I'm sorry.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
It literally doesn't matter.
Thank you so much.
But Heather's one who used to be Mormon, and now she's not.
Okay. I left about, 7 years ago.
Cool.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I have a question.
Yeah.
What is when you say Mormon missionary role play, like, what exactly does that entail?
Have you been on the website?
No.
Okay.
So for some reason, I haven't been on the Mormon website.
Okay, we're being absolutely sent to a portal.
Yeah. Stop acting like you're a doctor of internal medicine, Tanner.
We're being directed to a portal to find out if we're terminally ill. Okay, cool. So there's MormonMissionaryRoleplay.com, something like that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Not safe for work, yeah.
I've seen that category like pop up on sites.
Yeah.
But it just says Mormon.
Is it like, have you heard the good news? And then like...
Well, they're like companions. So they're like, they have to do everything together. And it's like two guys.
So you like missionary on missionary.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I think that's healthier than like a lot of the Mormon stuff. And I think I think that a lot of the
Whatever you like is beautiful.
Whatever you like is beautiful. And I think a lot of the Mormon stuff out there in the gay porn space is kind of focused, it seems to me, on like a father figure and like a younger student. And it's very much like, that's the vibe.
Is it what I like to call what's happening porn? Where it's like, what's happening? Which I do like.
I love.
What's happening?
I have to say. It might be what's happening for him, yeah.
Okay.
It's not my particular thing, so I don't know if a lot of it tends to go in the what's happening direction, but I love and live and die for what's happening for him. I think what's happening for him is the hottest thing that's ever been invented.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Me, oh fucking God. Me is like that. Tanner's like, honey, didn't ask. Okay, so... Wait.
So, but
you're
I think this to me, these two missionaries that are on this journey together, this to me sounds like it's ripe for what's happening situations to occur.
Yeah.
Because they've lived their whole lives like kind of not being allowed to be gay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they find themselves like together on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then like, what's happening?
Yeah, what's literally happening?
And then they make love to one another.
Yeah, I'd say that.
How does it happen often? Is there one that knows what he wants from the beginning and he has to kind of convince the other? Or is it kind of like...
It's usually like, they're like, oh, come study with me.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, but we don't want to tell the mission president. So let's be naughty and like maybe fuck a little.
Cool.
Oh, so straight to, from studying to fuck a little.
Well, I ultimately.
Do the lights just turn up? Or am I just being illuminated by your ideas?
Well, I have to say I do ultimately agree with her decision to not tell the Mormon president about it.
About how they're fucking a little?
I think that's ultimately the right call. Okay, cool. So you like to act that out in real life, kind of, sometimes.
Yeah, like role play stuff.
Yeah.
And do you wear outfits and...
I wish.
Where does it start? Yeah.
Well, you can't buy the outfits because you have to like have a certain like criteria in Mormonism to buy them.
There's got to be a seamstress here. We can figure this out for you.
Wait, so by this rule, though, that means that the actors in gay porn have to fully convert to Mormonism to get their costume and wardrobe for their big scene, which is cool.
You just made it real.
Now, I have a question. Now, this person you've been seeing,
mm-hmm.
have you been sleeping with them, to use a 90s term? Have you been sleeping with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And how's that been going thus far?
Sorry, what was that?
How has that been going thus far?
It's
really great.
Cool. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's rare in this world.
It is, yeah.
Things are fast-paced and that shit doesn't happen every day.
It really doesn't. You know?
How many times have you fucked them? Or been fucked, whatever.
Or been fucked, but also...
This is the first one. Probably...
Cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, thanks.
That's rare. That's actually, that's rare.
That's so rare.
That's rare for our podcast.
In New York, for our podcast in New York, that's rare. okay.
Five times.
Oh, you can definitely bring it up, I think.
Yeah, really? The sixth
okay.
time.
Because three
like,
times is like, okay, now we're legally married.
Because basically now you're on a track of like, the more times you do it, it's going to slowly get more boring. So you're going to have to keep coming up with ways.
Yep.
And you have a way all ready to go. Are you scared that he won't like that sitch? That he doesn't go to that same portal that you go to?
It's more like the accuracy. Like, I like the...
You need him to convert before you guys can...
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he... Wait, and correct me if I'm wrong. Is he here tonight?
He is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh! Jerry! Oh, I love you. That's amazing.
I love you. I think Tanner that's so brave. I think where we're at right now to do a State of the Union.
So now I think we actually made this really easy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So basically now everything's on the table. I don't know, like I'm trying to be like, Patrick, what is your responsibility as a journalist in this moment? Like, do you bring the person up? I think you don't, because then that's like very much like proposing on the like baseball screen. Mm. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Our show is proposing on the. Proposing on the baseball screen.
In our show, we never make someone propose on the baseball screen because I think that's rude if the person wants to say no. Not that they're going to. They're going to say yes. but I think that what's happened is we've opened dialogue.
Yeah.
We've literally changed the world. We've coined a new term.
What's happening, porn?
I think that...
You're in a really good place to
I think start
be
slow.
Horny in the way that you like.
Yeah, I think start slow with just, like, soft undertones of Mormon missionary.
Right, if we were to unpack...
Don't say undertones after I said it. She yelled undertones.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
I do not want to eject you, but I will eject you from the theater.
We have a situation. She needs to be over there.
We're just kidding.
Honey, I'm kidding. I would die for you. I would take a bullet for you. Take a bullet. What I think is so beautiful is that we can also unpack here, what about the Mormon missionary porn are you really turned on by?
It's the taboo, right?
It's the taboo. Have you seen the... Yeah, there's a porn site called Pure Taboo. There's some good stuff.
Okay, wait. Sorry, because we asked you a question, then we answered it ourselves. And
that's what we do.
And then started talking about a website. So what to you is intriguing about it?
To me, it's like the... it's like the fact that they're... It's basically... a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, together all the time. And it's And then also, like, the naughtiness of it.
Totally.
Like we're doing this under God. Like,
well,
That's hot to me.
It's because we're raised to be like, this is, like, a bad, bad thing you should never want, but you do want it. So you kind of, like, internalize this excitement around it.
Yeah.
And then you need to recreate that dynamic to feel that.
But you know who loves sex? Honey, it's inventor God.
Yeah.
So that's hot.
Yeah.
I think you're the cutie adorableina, and you're going to have so much fun tonight.
You're going to honor the inventor. And tonight you're going to go home and honor the inventor of sex, God.
Get on your knees and pray, bitch.
Thank you so much.
Give it up for Tanner F., everyone. I knew he was a good Mormon boy because he drops last initial next to his name.
Oh, one more question I meant to ask was does it have to do? I'm sorry, this is the most awkward.
This is so proposing on the baseball screen of you.
Is like, it part of it the Mormon the missionary position itself?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to know that one question.
That would have kept him up all night if he didn't get that answered.
That is the last thing he will be asked tonight. Okay.
That was so beautiful.
That was so cool and beautiful.
Religion is so
interesting.
On one. Y'all, religion's on one.
I know.
Did anyone actually have sex at their prom?
Did anyone lose their verge at it? No one
that
knew.
You are my community.
And then you're in the right...
Hey, please, so at the door, show your vax pass and let us know that you did not lose your virginity at prom. Thank you.
Oh my God, I was going to say something so... grotesque.
Tell me.
No, I won't say
Someone's
it.
Someone's screaming talking in the back. I'm obsessed.
Who's screaming talking in the back? Raise your hand if you're screaming talking in the back.
We'd are rather... you mad at me? What's okay. wrong?
Yeah, we're not like the mean...
You
like
can
the...
go. Like, are you mad at me?
Our style of parents is more like, what's wrong? Like,
you can talk to us.
What's causing you to act this way?
What and call us if you're drunk. Like, we'll pick you up. We'd rather do it than
yeah,
the police.
For one, I'm going to pick you up. If you're absolutely shit-faced, I'm picking you up. For two, what's going on? What are you screaming talking about? Oh, no, she's quiet.
So now you're acting like you didn't raise your hand towards us.
No, we don't care. Everyone should be talking. Everyone should be on their phone.
Screaming. I'll be on your phone. Talk.
If you're looking at the stage, you're a fucking simp who I hate. you're a simp who I hate if you're looking at the stage.
Let's bring up another treatment.
Yeah, let's bring up another treatment.
By the way... We'll take a bullet for you guys back there.
Yeah, literally. I'm actually dying to be in a situation where like that is required of me.
I think maybe, what about this one?
Yeah, do it.
Or this one because it's theme.
Oh yeah, thematic.
So we're actually going to piggyback on the last question by bringing up Tony. Yes, Tony.
Thematic.
Oh my God, are you excited because now you know?
Because you know.
Oh my God, stairs on this side. Oh, you look fabulous. Hello. You look Gorgina. Someone
incredible.
Listens to me. Oh. Yeah, I know.
Perfect.
Tell him.
That's incredible. I love your makeup.
Okay, come this way. Okay. Enough small talk.
Come this way.
That's the mic.
At one point, one of us might get up from our stools. At that point, you're entitled to take it for yourself if you want.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your deal? What are your pronouns? What's going on?
All right, my name is Tony. I'm giving he, they.
Yarsh.
So yes, my question is Mormon related. My twin flame Tanner is in the audience.
We're getting them.
Oh my God!
Wait, what?
It's Mormon related.
But it's not, yeah. You're not with Tanner, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, well.
It comes out that Pat and I are full Mormons trying to convert all of you. We're like,
wow,
we're
at the end
us.
Of the day, Mormonism has some points.
I got a private plane with Lisa and Meredith, and we're going to Salt Lake City. Okay, Tony.
Okay. All right, lay it on us.
Yeah, so this story's a little long-winded, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
already I feel taken care of.
So my high school crush... from Minnetonka High School, Minnesota.
Cool.
Wow.
Is, reviewing names, is Mormon.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And we were in theater together. We had, like, lovely times. It was just, like, you know, bro moments.
Tell us all the time.
And we went our separate ways. I'm going to school here. He goes to school in Provo, Utah.
BYU.
Yeah, BYU.
Look at me. Amazing cross-country program. Keep going.
So I'm doing this project for my documentary theater class.
Okay.
Now I've heard everything.
Only answer this if you literally feel so safe to do so, but how old might you be?
21.
Cool, that's fine.
21. Huge, that's beautiful.
I know.
As Pat, you're legally our grandchild.
Yeah, you're our grandchild. You're a grandchild's younger friend. You're a grade below our grandchild at school. Okay, cool. So keep moving forward.
So I'm interviewing him for this project I'm doing on LGBTQ themes in Mormonism and, like, the kind of interlap, like, you know, queer people are facing with, like, their Mormon faith.
Incredible.
And I'm interviewing him, and I'm kind of just like, yeah, so, like, what's, like, your deal with your identity and stuff? He's like, well, I'm actually in the middle of questioning my identity at this moment. He identified for straight through, like, all of high school.
And so did we all.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm trying to play it cool on the other side of the interview. And he says to me, you know, you were such a big inspiration for me in high school to, like, own my truth now.
So sweet.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I have the biggest crush on him in the century. And, like,
oh my God.
I really want to tell him how I feel. But, like, I feel like it's going to get messy because we're friends. And he's, like, just finding out about himself.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Okay, so what is your, like, how much are you friends? Like, he went to BYU. You came here.
Yeah, we send each other, like, TikToks, like, every other day.
Okay, he literally is in love with you.
I want to get married.
Okay, he's a Kinsey 1 trillion. Is that gay or straight? Is low or gay on Kinsey? Answer.
1, 2, 3, scientist in the mask.
Medical?
No, that's you, yeah.
Medical? gay. High is gay.
High is gay.
Okay, so he's a okay. Okay. So my joke was absolutely perfect and factual.
No notes.
No lies detected.
I think he's in love with you, but it's like, what do you want to happen?
Well, he's scared. He's so scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you're living is ultimately Tanner's fucking like huge fantasy. Tanner is rock
hard. So we're gonna actually
right
introduce
now.
You to Tanner.
I just got poked in the eye by Tanner's boner from the audience. Sending you my medical bill. You're gonna treat me, he's gonna pay you. Okay, wait, this is really hot. You're living like a lot of people's like thing.
You're really you're really lucky.
Yeah. You're basically one of the luckiest people in the world. Including lotto winners.
Lottery winners?
Yeah, like you're the luckiest person in the world.
I thought you said log wieners.
Oh, no.
And I thought nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, lotto winners.
You know what they need to stop with? I'm sorry. I'm watching Pam and Tommy, and it's like, it's not funny that his dick talks.
Dick talks in that?
Let me just see a dick and let me sexualize it. Don't make it a joke. You know what I'm saying? Are you booing me or the dick talking? You mean the dick talking.
What if she was like, yo?
Yeah, she's like, actually, I'm booing the way you're being. That's my right as an audience member. I paid to be here, and I get to judge if I like you or not. It's true.
You know what was huge for me this week? You know that I'm madly in love with Nelly.
What happened?
Nelly.
Oh, the video.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'm a pop culture whore, and so is that one person.
Yeah, they know over here.
There was a video of Nelly getting head on the internet. It was incredible.
I'm going to be dropping my head video next week. I'm going to be dropping me getting head. Panties at the ankles next week. What do you think they should do?
What are you going to do? So, and for this, for our modality of treatment now, is just us being like, what are you going to do?
And then you start talking so much that you actually reveal to yourself what you needed, what you needed to know
therapy.
All along.
Socratic, it's Freudian, it's everything. It's amazing. We've
it's
had amazing
CBT.
Success.
It's BTS.
We've had amazing.
Behind the scenes.
We've healed a lot this way.
Right. Well, a key detail is this happened like a few months ago. So okay. We've kind of been sitting on it. And it's we've still just been like texting each other like TikToks and stuff.
Now, what are the nature of these TikToks?
They're actually kind of sexual.
Nelly getting head?
Like, what? How sexual?
It's just like, I don't know, there's this like Shawn Mendes meme right now of him sniffing this guy's armpit.
Oh my god, he's dying for you to pull him out of the closet.
Yeah, and he sent me it, and he was like, this is so funny, ha ha ha, and I was like, yeah.
Do you guys hang out? Do you guys hang out as friends?
Well, not like right now.
Because he's in
Utah. Yeah.
Shoot.
I know.
Shoot.
I wish you did. Okay. Well,
oh, shoot.
Well, why doesn't he come here?
I don't know.
Can you say?
You
like,
should invite him to visit
like, you.
You
should come to New York. It's like so fun here.
I think he would like it here.
When does he have spring break or whatever?
I honestly don't even know if they have spring break.
I know. It's all upside down over there.
COVID's crazy. I think you should invite him to New York, and that's our treatment.
Yeah, invite him to New York, and then just like kind of feel it out, and then
you do my favorite move, which is you have two beers and like graze someone's arm and see if you're crazy.
It's a classic less is more situation. I feel like I don't think you have to do too much. I think you just have to truly be there, and I think that maybe it could happen.
Okay, I'm excited now.
And to button this, I want to say, oh shoot! Thank you. Give it up for Tony. Oh shoot!
Oh my god, that was incredible.
To have two Mormon-focused questions, that was so beautiful. It was so stunning.
Hey, Catherine.
Yes, Patrick?
Have you ever been on a date, wait, and it's going well, wait, and then all of a sudden, they drop a huge deal breaker towards you?
Oh, man. You mean like they reveal they don't vote? Yes, I have. S-O-S.
Well, me too. And in those moments, I always think, wow, I wish I knew that literally before I came here, or else I would not have come here.
Right. Well, thanks to the dating app, OkCupid, daters don't have to be in that situation anymore because OkCupid finds people you're most compatible with. It's the only app where your opinions matter because you matter, baby. Here's how it works. The OkCupid app learns what's important to you by asking you actual questions. Then the app's one-of-a-kind algorithm pairs you with people that care about what you care about, like puppies and reproductive rights.
That means no more wasted money, no more wasted time, and no more surprises. It's time to find your person. Download the dating app OkCupid today. P.S. It's free, so you have no excuses. No offense.
And OkCupid's the only dating app in the world that lets you filter out singles that don't care about the issues you care about, from climate change to being pro-choice to LGBTQ rights.
Okay. That was cool.
I know, that was really cool.
What's been going on so far has been really cool.
And definitely, like, keep us in the loop with what happens.
Yeah.
Tony, don't immediately turn to your friends and talk shit about us.
Tony,
tell us what happened with the Mormina.
We're going to pass around a clipboard. Everyone put down their phone numbers, and Tony's going to start a group text.
Everyone here, we are going to be on a WhatsApp with everyone who's at the show tonight. And that's the kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Should we talk a little bit, or should we do like another one right away?
Well, how's everyone doing?
Okay. I can't hear. Okay.
So crazy.
Oh my God, life is so crazy right now.
I can't hear you was so crazy when that was
a huge thing.
I can't
hear you. Who invented that?
Who invented I can't hear you?
I can't hear you. Let's get the crowd going.
I want to know. Let it happen. I wish if I had $1 million, I would. If I had one wish from a genie, I would say I want to know the first person who did that. I want to know the first person who got on stage and said, "I can't hear you," and I want to be able to interview them on daytime television. And I want to say, right after the kid's mom who knew I was gay. And after the commercial break, we have the first person who said, "I can't hear you" on stage. I'm going to ask him why he did that. Stay tuned. Yeah, I gendered him as a man. I think a man invented that.
We know a man invented that. There's no way a woman got up there and was like, "Oh, I can't fucking hear you." Although that was a pretty convincing performance. Wow, she can really do it all. I'm wearing these craziest little panties, not to, you know...
Yeah, borrow the
motif,
term.
Motif of the evening. My boyfriend, Bragg, recently said I use the word motif a lot, and I say...
That's cool.
I'm an English major. He's like, "You're 30. I'm like, "Okay, well, I was." I wish I could be nowhere but here. I'm in heaven with everyone. Everyone's gorgeous, stunning, beautiful.
Yeah, everyone's really, really pretty.
Everyone's
here.
Everyone's having a good time.
Everyone looks amazing tonight. Can you guys turn around so I can see the back?
Oh, everyone?
My God, I love the back.
Who's everyone wearing tonight, and what's your name? I'm wearing, this is what I call old Reformation. One time I got drunk and emailed Reformation asking why they don't make bigger sizes. And then they responded and they were like, they were like, "Our founder's actually curvy." I'm obviously straight to Google Image. I'm like, "Nar."
They said our founder's curvy.
That's like what they said. It was actually our founder's curvy. Was their kind of
They said we love our curvy founder.
That being said, if anyone works there, I would definitely gladly whore myself out. I'd post like crazy about your gowns. I love that brand. They actually recently have bigger sizes now because of my drunk email.
You know, I'm wearing the Holy Trinity right now.
I know.
Zara. Gap, Everlane shoes. No one's ever done
it. The shoes are cool.
No one's ever had the nerve to come to Gowanus in Zara, Gap, Everlane.
Yeah.
Stand on stage and say, "Hi, this is me." No one, name someone who's done that. Name one person.
On my talk show, I'm gonna have the first person who's done that. Yeah.
Imagine we had daytime talk shows, but different ones, and they were on different channels at the same time.
We're like Jen and Reese on Morning Show.
Oh yeah, I have to watch.
I love that program. Sorry.
I've been watching. You know what I've been doing? What if everyone yelled at the same time exactly what I've been doing, which is binging old seasons of Amazing Race?
Yes. I've been listening to a podcast about this girl. Wait.
Someone said that all we talk about on the podcast is TV. It's like, yeah, it's a global pandemic. Like, what do you think we're doing?
Yeah.
Like, literally, what do you think we're doing?
What do people even talk about anymore?
Yeah, what's an example of a
thing? What do y'all talk about with your friends lately?
There's two things to talk about: Mormon and panties.
It's like who are you fucking? What are you watching? Everything else is boring.
Okay. Let's do another
more
one.
More treatment, we're losing you. First of all, you are here, then you go away. It's so scary.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Not that one.
We need a girly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what about
this one? Oh.
What was your thing again?
About that?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of
fun.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That was a good one. Well, this one has
kind of... Oh, this one's thematically linked to me.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which I love. Can Tamara join us?
Oh, my God!
It was Tamara all along. It was Tamara all along. Come on up here, girl.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, oops, oops. Hug people you love because you never know if what day is going to be your last.
Wait, what did you say?
Isn't it scary? I could literally just drop dead. And we're all just like... Yeah, Tamara, I could drop dead any second. No one is talking about it.
What if...
No, wait, Tamara.
Wait.
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know, but enough people did.
Okay, cool.
Shows like this is like, I connect, you know, they want me dead, but you guys are with me. Wait, I went on a yacht. I'll talk about it later.
Before we give Tamara literal mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, sometimes there'll be like someone who's like a straight man here and their like girlfriend brought them. Did that happen to anyone here tonight? Who'd that happen to?
Wait, that's actually huge because it's the big day.
It's, so you were like, you're a fan now. Even more so than...
Don't talk down to us.
Watch this.
Wasn't that kind of...
Yeah.
Oh,
you're...
Okay, now you're trying to...
Did we talk
me?
To you at the...
Hey, your boyfriend's cheating on
we
you.
We talked to you at the last show. You...
Oh, shit. Well, guess what? Thank you, because I got out at the perfect time. I'm immune. I'm, like, so invincible now. I'm just going into restaurants. Stomping my little ass around.
Okay, right. Tamara.
That was crazy.
Wait, Tamara's here. Okay.
First of all, I'm so sorry for the way I'm behaving.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm totally out of line. Okay.
You should be on a TV show.
I should.
You have star quality. No, wait, talking to the mic. Oh, she's doing the famous Sex in the City and just like that bit of not talking into the microphone. Amazing joke.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Why are you being like that? No. Come on.
Okay, you're clawing for screen time.
You're a grown-up. Let's go. You're stunning. You're gorgeous.
We can't be Alan Alda and kind of take on your struggle with that. You have to work out.
Okay, I got it.
That was hilarious, but I just said no one cared about it. Wait, Tamara, we're in a good place.
What?
We're in a good place.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
We're in a good place.
We're in a good place.
The three of us.
Okay. The three of us. This is going well.
Everyone's been calling us the Three Musketeers. Everyone's like, oh my God, look at them. They're so funny.
I just, when you were looking that way, I went to the bathroom and I was in the stall, peeing, sitting down the stall, and these people were washing their hands and they were talking about the three of us. And one of them said, you know, it's so funny. You never see one without the other two. And then I flushed and came out and they were like, and like walked out and I was like, bye girls. And that happened when you were looking that way. Okay.
So if you would be so kind, please share your story, because it's a really good one.
Thank you. I'm talking to it, right?
Okay. Yeah. I love your supportive community. Okay.
You know what?
You
know
what? Push me to do this.
You know what? You're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
But don't cross your arms, because it closes you off to opportunities. That's true.
No, as you were saying there, I noticed you missed like four opportunities, and so...
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I hadn't told you that.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay.
No, you literally have so much star quality. Okay.
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 So yesterday I was at dinner and we were eating and there was like five or six of us.
Cool.
And a guy spilled wine all over my pants and they were pink and it was red wine and I had to continue my night. Thank you. And I was like, are you going to buy me a new pair of pants? Or maybe he did. I'm not sure who exactly initiated it, but he said, you have $300, buy whatever you want. And so I bought myself two pairs of Reformation jeans.
Oh my God, so you have a sugar daddy.
But.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Did you say you didn't want to come up?
No, she said she would come up.
You said you would.
No, I didn't want to come up.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, sorry. It gets so confusing back there. It gets really crazy.
I was nervous, but they were very excited. So that's really
okay.
Well, you're doing amazing. You have star quality. We're in love with your friends.
Okay.
Okay, so then you bought, that sounds amazing. You bought two pairs of jeans.
So I have two pairs of jeans.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But
you're feeling guilt.
I'm not feeling guilty, I just don't know if I, because if I'm going to see him again, I might be weird if I'm like, thank you for the pants. Because I don't know if he remembers. Like, it was
he
like,
remembers that he bought a random girl jeans. Wait, so was it flirty between you? I need to know about him.
No romantic.
Thing. Why?
He doesn't like women that way.
Oh, okay.
He's gay.
Yeah.
You can say that.
I know, but I thought I was trying to be
So a gay guy went and bought you jeans.
Hey, Sarah, gay isn't a bad word here. So, here in this house, gay isn't a bad word.
I think that gay guy's probably really glad he bought you jeans.
Yeah, it's like if a gay man bought you jeans.
You didn't ask for $300.
He gave me that number.
Right, that's a great number.
Wait, pairs. Can you, who is he?
He's really cute.
Does he care about us?
I'm not sure.
Did you, well that's rude, but did you?
Wait.
Record
so,
scratch?
So I just need to understand. I need to understand a little bit more. You're eating dinner with a group of people.
Yeah.
Is this gay person in that group?
Yeah, he's in the group with us.
But you're not like so close with him.
You're worried he's not going to remember?
Well, I'm not sure if he's going to remember the gene part. Like the buying of
the jeans. Oh my girl, how fucked up were you at me? Yasmin.
Okay, so what are you feeling?
What kind of gay person is he? What kind of gay person? Does he work in like, is he a realtor? Like...
He works at a hedge fund.
Okay. Jerry!
Honey, where do you think he got the $300, okay? I'd be buying everyone $300 jeans if I was... I don't know what a hedge fund is, and I don't want to find it out.
Wow, so he's a very specific kind of gay person. He is a gay person who does hedge fund, which they're around. It's hard to find them.
But if they exist.
And if you can get one to spill wine on your jeans, then that is good. Because you can guiltlessly take whatever they offer.
Do I have to say thank you, though?
Thank you.
But I don't have his number.
Like, it's actually, it could be really dangerous if you give her the advice and it's the wrong advice and then we're liable. So.
Tamara. You said you're at dinner with 5 or 6 people.
Yes.
So surely there's someone at the dinner who has this information.
He was very, like, it was very spur of the moment.
Was this dinner like?
Yeah. Now, how did you know each person at the dinner?
And what'd you eat? I have to know. What kind of restaurant? Was it a minimalist restaurant, or was it like y'all were getting like tacos?
It was like pizza, wine.
Like Brick Oven?
I don't know what that is.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, was it Brick Oven pizza?
Oh.
It was fancy pizza.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, wait.
I welcome you into my community with open arms, and you look at me like I'm crazy for asking if it's a Brick Oven pizza. You know exactly what I mean. You live in Brooklyn.
It's not bad to know what Brick Oven pizza is, guys.
It's beautiful, even.
let go of that. Let yourself let go of that. Okay, so Tamara. So I think that... I think there is something about this quality. This is je ne sais quoi. I think he wanted to give you jeans. I'm almost wanting to buy you jeans. And I didn't spill anything on you yet. The night is so fucking young and we're dancing later.
Wait, my main question.
Yeah.
Just forgot it. No. It's, did you go to the Reformation like in NoHo?
No, it was online. Like, I went on the website on my phone. Like,
That's incredible.
So did he give you his credit card?
Like, I asked for it. Like, I was...
this is
Tamara. Tamara's the Tinder swindler. Tamara's Okay, this whole time you've been Tinder swindler. I'm like literally having my card out. I'm like, wait, why is she having it?
I'm a beautiful blonde Norwegian woman giving you my life.
Okay, so you Tinder swindlered someone and now you're like, is that bad?
Because you watched the documentary, now you feel guilt.
I think if he doesn't notice it, then I think it's like if you're someone who's like I'm not noticing it that I bought Tamara $300 worth of the jeans, then I think like you can go on and live your life, you know.
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah, with this you have to take it one day at a time.
And I would say like definitely if you can get his number and say thank you, go for it.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be like.
What?
I almost am like, don't text him and be like, thank you for the jeans. I almost want it to be like, I hope it's like that classic riddle when someone kills their own sister to meet the guy at the funeral. Do you know that classic riddle?
I don't know that one.
Okay, so the classic riddle is that...
I don't know that one.
A woman falls in love at her mother's funeral with this man, this stranger. No one knows who he is. He's a gay hedge fund person.
Okay.
She falls in love with him, though, and she needs to see him again, but she has no way of contacting him, okay? And so what she does is kill her sister. She's kind of a psycho, which no one talks about. And the riddle is, like, why did she do that? And the answer is because then the same guy will come to the sister's funeral. And she
why?
Could truly... Because he, like, comes to their family's funerals.
But he doesn't know... What if he didn't know the sister as well as the mommy?
Well, then she would have killed her sister for literally no reason.
So this girl was so hungry for cock that she killed her own sister?
My point is, much like the girl...
I don't think that story is true. I don't think it's a very good riddle, regardless.
My point is, Tamara, much like the girl from the riddle, I think you need to recreate that situation again somehow where you're at the dinner again, where you could be like, oh my God, you could so organically be like, oh my God, wait, last time we were here, wait, you spilled wine on my jeans, just kidding, wine on my jeans, and then wait, you gave me your car and I bought new jeans at Reformation. Oh my God, thank you so much, that's actually so nice of you. And he'd be like, oh my God, yes, no problem.
That's such a good idea. Just stage, recreate last night, go back in time. Do Inception. I don't know what that's about. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, metaphorically.
Is that helpful?
Was that really helpful?
So helpful.
Are you mad at me because I told you about the arm crossing thing?
Maybe a little bit.
Really?
Wait, really?
I think you helped me grow.
I mean, you have everything you need within you to grow. Internal medicine.
Wait.
That just killed. You never know what'll land. It's like, okay, that's what you want? Sure, I can say something I just said.
I know, it is crazy.
I know.
And sometimes you're
wait,
like,
will you forgive me?
Always.
Oh,
always.
Thank God.
Will this go down in the books as a positive experience?
Yeah, no, I feel I'm proud of myself.
You are, cool. You're amazing. Give it up for Tamara.
Okay, thank you so much, Tamara.
Fantastic. Oh, that was fantastic. Love you, girls. Reformation jeans. That wouldn't be my first go-to for jeans, but
I don't even know about Reformation.
Jeans online. I mean, that's the real risk.
Yeah.
Honey, am I right? Jeans online. Now I've heard everything. People act like I don't know. I don't know how people act. People are, you know,
annoying.
Everyone's trying their best.
Yeah.
Or that. Yeah. Or annoying.
Okay.
Sometimes both at the same time.
Did you feel helpful during that?
You know, I felt like I don't know why she was at that dinner.
I know. The dinner is cinematic, I feel. I feel that there should be a movie about the dinner.
Was it like five girls and a gay guy? Name of my next feature. That's pretty good.
Five girls and a gay guy and a pizza, please.
Are you dating anyone or? Okay, so just keep in mind Tamara's single.
Was it all generally girls and gay guys, or was it like even a straight person? And by straight person, I mean a straight man, actually. Was it like straight men there too? Like, what's going on?
Two straight guys,
oh.
One gay guy, three straight.
Hey, yeah,
that's that classic mixture that ends up with you buying Reformation jeans online.
No, that's like a Netflix show where it's a group of friends, but like. TV loves to have there be a group of friends where everyone's straight and then there's one gay and it's like, this would never happen. You know what I mean?
It would never happen.
That would never happen. There would never be just like one gay person who's like, yeah, I'm just friends with
this
all
is
these.
The people I chose. No.
This is my chosen family.
That person
RuPaul.
Would be at alt prom. I think we have time for like one more treatment.
Yeah, one more
one
treatment.
One or two more, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I think we want to invite up our friend Sarah.
Oh my God.
Where is she?
She's been here the whole time.
Oh, there. She's been there all along. Sarah.
Girl.
Give it up for Sarah.
Oh, my God.
How can we treat you? Tell us what ails you.
Yeah, wait.
Hi.
First of all, tell us everything about what your deal is, like what's going on.
First of all, hi.
My friend Natalie is like your biggest fan.
Okay. You looked at him more than me when you said
both.
That.
Okay. Both. Equally.
But it's almost like...
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Do we have a problem?
Come up.
Two Sarahs.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
With an H without an H. Okay.
This is for the first time in history, we have two Sarahs on stage.
We have never had two Sarahs on.
Oh, my God. Okay, so come to the mic, both of you.
Okay, see if that one works.
There's one for each of you.
See if this one works.
Hello.
Yeah. It works. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. We have the technology.
How do y'all know each other?
We have the technology to support this situation. They don't know each other, right?
Same name. So
I was joking.
Connected.
Oh, she was joking. Okay.
Can't all be home runs.
Sorry, our wheels are coming off. We're getting zany.
This is just never what we expected.
Yeah, but we're, okay.
Welcome to prom. Welcome to your treatment session.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to do bachelor style, like your last initial? Do you want to do like nicknames? Like how are we going to differentiate?
I don't know.
You have to say the exact same thing at the exact same time.
One, two, three.
Initial.
Okay, great. So
I'm gonna say you go.
Okay.
Sarah and Sarah.
G.
Sarah G.
Sarah A.
Sarah A.
Oh, it would have been so fun if it was same. Sarah letter.
Yeah.
Sarah A-G, so.
Sarah A.
Oh.
Oh, it's SAG. She has her SAG card. Okay.
I feel like Blue Jean Sarah wants to go first.
Yeah. Oh.
I like that we were, like, got their initials and now we're just...
I mean, okay.
Okay.
So what's going on, girly?
Well,
and you have to stay with us and don't leave.
Yeah. And at any point, you're entitled to say anything you want.
Do you
want to
sit? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm not allowed to sit because I have to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my burden that I have to bear.
Yeah, you can sit for hers and you can...
Girl, stay focused.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So my situation is that I'm just a confused bisexual and I don't know what to do on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so we need a little more information.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
What do you need to know?
Who are you... Have you been seeing anyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First person that I've been seeing. We have the same name. It's a classically...
So wait, is this God. Who you're dating? Okay.
No.
Okay, so...
But how sick would that be? If, like, so I'm curious I should be with this person on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so yeah. There's a third Sarah in the mix. And yeah. She's...
The night of three Sarahs. Title of up.
Okay, so you, Sarah, have been seeing another Sarah.
Yes.
And that's been going well?
I wouldn't say well. I would say it's been going.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so maybe that person shouldn't be your Valentine. Because
but,
you hate them.
You know, this person, you know, I'm their first queer relation. So they're stressed about that.
You're their Tony. You're their Tony.
Yeah,
Tony.
Tony, you're going to feel like this in a few weeks.
Okay, so you're feeling, like, responsible to, like, be their Valentine?
Yeah, it's a big burden to bear.
How long have you been seeing them?
Do you want to guess? Because it's been a long time.
8 months.
Almost. I've been seeing them since July. How many months is that?
That is,
Scientist?
7 months. That's 7 months. That's seven.
Okay,
so that person, you're dating that person.
That person is your literal girlfriend.
No.
Sarah,
that's the problem.
Sarah, look at us in the eyes. You have a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
For better or for worse.
Okay, wait. So, but you've been, and what else? So what's the confusion here?
The confusion is that they're not super comfy in this relation.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? This is causing me like extreme anxiety.
Yeah.
I can't sleep.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's actually
sleep
unrelated.
Is so important to us.
I'm just an insomniac.
Yeah. Wait, so can I ask how old you are and how old the other Sarah is? But you won't have to answer either of those questions.
I'm old for this crowd. I'm famously in my 30s.
You're so safe here.
I've made a large dent in
my
30s.
I'm cuspy. Yeah. I'm barely 30.
And by the way, cuspy. What's really hard about this is I'm younger. I'm the younger one.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah. Not what I was picturing.
Can I say this? Can I say something?
Yeah.
I sensed that, and I don't know why. But I sensed that this other Sarah was older than you.
How did you know that?
I think I felt this kind of... I don't know. Something about the imposing nature that I'm already feeling from her, though she's not present. I'm feeling like I owe her something.
How did you meet her?
Hinge.
Okay. So you're looking.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So I was just like, okay, this is like hurting my self-esteem. I'm like... You know, I couldn't, I knew that this wasn't going anywhere. This person wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So I turned back on Hinge and psychotically I decided to, you know, turn back on men on Hinge for the first time in like 3 years.
That's your right.
A crazy idea.
Men can be hot too, as crazy as that sounds.
And then I know it is a crazy thing to say and think. And then who do I match with? But... somebody who lived around the corner from me when I was in high school.
Oh.
No, a boy.
Oh, a boy. And what happened with him?
Well, he lives around the corner from me now.
Wow, that is beautiful and poetic.
Yeah.
So he's the bookend of your life.
I was like, this would be really convenient for me.
Yeah.
Well, I get it.
Okay, sorry.
Have you hooked up with him?
Yeah.
So how long have you been seeing him?
Since Wednesday.
Oh.
Because that's 5 days.
So you're wondering if you should be with your girlfriend or with some random guy?
You've seen each other one time. But did you feel a little something?
I mean, I hooked up with
it. Yeah. I'm sensing this.
Did you feel, did you
already
love it?
Already your energy is talking about high school, which is
you're smiling ear to ear, girl.
I think that, yeah, you like him better, no offense. So I mean,
he's not it, though. He told me that he has, in the past week before I saw him, he had been on 3 dates with one person and not slept with him, with her.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Whoops.
Double bisexual craziness.
Crazy. And then, you know, I just show up for one little night and
right.
You know, I just am...
I was going to say, it sounds like they're not dating. It sounds like they're friends. They're two male straight friends.
No, yeah. Oh, also really important. We, on this one date we went on, we watched Love Island.
Oh, what season, may I ask?
I don't know. I've never watched before.
It's okay to not know.
I'm sorry. I know.
Okay.
Give this girl a clue.
So...
Bartender?
No,
I think Sarah.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I think
you're
that,
perfect.
That it's just Valentine's Day for one. Like, who cares? It's just a time to like have one single second of fun for yourself.
And but with who?
With the high school.
With the high school.
Who said? Who shouted the number zero?
Well, is your full girlfriend expecting to see you tomorrow?
I hope not, because I haven't prepared anything.
I think that this girlfriend needs to. I think you should tell her you're not feeling it, because I don't think it doesn't seem like you are. No offense.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it with her either. But I'm gay, so I think for the Valentine, go with the guy, and but then maybe have a more serious conversation with July Girl.
July Girl.
Yeah.
I think with July Girl, it's so interesting, because you walked up there, I was like, you don't like July Girl, and now I'm thinking July Girl hasn't been good to you, and so you had to let go of July Girl. But you know, I think the only person who can really answer this for you is, of course, Sarah.
The other Sarah.
I think the guy.
You think the guy?
I just, you smiled so much more. I feel like there was this vibrance from you. And there's so much more to explore there. Obviously, July Girl, it's been since July. And it's not working.
It's been since
July. Touchdown, Sarah.
Touchdown, Sarah.
Totally.
All right, well, your problems are solved.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Give it up for Sarah.
Thank you so much.
And okay. Most of all, thanks to Sarah.
Thank you to Sarah.
Yes.
I'll never forget that catchphrase. It's been since July. Yes.
You're welcome to say if you want, because this Sarah was here for
yours. Yeah, you have to say it. Yes, perfect.
Switchies.
Okay, now give it up for Sarah A.
Okay, hey guys. Hello, my name is Sarah.
I'm going to go over here.
My story has no other Sarahs, nothing to do with Mormonism, so just throwing that out there to start.
Okay, so you're a total randomista.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is, recently I went on a work trip to Miami and have this client that I had a crush on, you know, like, innocently.
What do you do for a job?
I work in PR.
Okay, me on a magazine.
Let's talk after.
Every day with this one.
So, okay. What I will say, and I hate to revisit this, but as someone who is going on a work trip with a client that you have a crush on in PR... Mm-hmm. You are in the show Lipstick Jungle. You are living in that universe, which is cool. Brooke Shields, yes, Brooke Shields.
I gotta give this a watch.
The
now.
Executive producer of Lipstick Jungle is with us tonight.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me, was Kim Ravers in that one?
She wasn't. So was Lindsay Price.
I was wondering who the third. I was wondering who the third. okay, cool. Thank you. Genuinely. Because I think I will remember now the difference between Kashmir Jungle and Kashmir Mafia and Lipstick Jungle. I think because of this experience, I will remember which one Kim Ravers is in. Shut up. Don't talk while I'm talking.
I think we all will.
Okay, so you're in Miami.
Yes. Okay. So I end up actually hooking up with him.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, I end up. Which is very not like me, but it was very fun. It was great. But so now it's just like, do I tell people on my team at work? I'm like not.
Well, you don't know their office. You don't know their office culture.
And so he lives in LA, but he's like coming to New York again soon. I'm like, do we do this again?
Wait,
yes. Yeah.
What a great crowd. Like, wait, answers I wanted.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you're a publicist and he is a client. Is he someone who's like, you know, famous and needing a... This is also kind of a Sandra Bullock, like, aughts movie in its own weird way.
Yeah.
So are you someone who's like, this is a famous person that you're like, I'm just the publicist.
Yeah.
I have to...
Please notice me.
Like, yeah. No. You're like, you have a speech at 4, Mr. President, and he's never noticing you.
Okay, you fucked the president. This is amazing.
You fucked Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So is he that?
No, he works for like a liquor brand that I like do PR for.
I hate.
So which one? Or you can tell me that after.
Don't make her say.
Don't get mad at me. I was more like, can they put me on the cover of the bottle?
Yes, we can talk about that. Yeah.
That's all. That's all. I think you should do it again.
Yeah, I think. Well, I think, and this is back to the like jungle space. Mm-hmm. I think that
and you thank God for that.
I think that you should have like a power lunch in Manhattan. Ooh. With two other very powerful women from completely different spheres of industry.
Ooh.
And you should be like, so I fucked this guy in Miami and he had the most amazing cock. And then you guys kind of can talk about that while you get chopped salad. That I think is a must. You have to do that.
Yes.
That is
scheduled.
Legal. That's a legal thing. And then I think the rest, it depends on your office setup. Like, is it like, are there girls there? Or what's going on?
Yeah, I feel like there's one that I feel like I could tell.
Yeah, yeah. Tell that one.
Yeah. just that one.
No,
and give us her context. We can have her as a guest on the pod.
Yeah, I want that girl on the fucking pod tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Hey, perfect.
I love it.
Give it up for the sit. Wait, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I think it's messy to date at work.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
That's valid.
It's my legal responsibility to rip the mic from someone who's doesn't want my girl to get some. No, I don't know how jobs work.
We have some people. I have to say this, you know.
I looked into something. What's happening with me right now is I looked into like that light in a way that was so powerful, and now I'm like.
So there's people. I have a question. This is going to be a weird experiment. If the people that I'm about to talk about know that I'm about to talk about them, can they react? No, it's none of you. See those faces back there in the doorframe?
Yeah, that's Project Stay.
Oh, hi. Okay, sorry. I wasn't sure. I didn't know that. No, I just was seeing them.
I can't really see.
Okay.
Hey, that's beautiful.
This was a failure. I have to say, you know, even a lot of these shows, you've cheated a lot of people. We've saved a lot of lives.
A lot of lives, yeah.
This particular show, there's some people in this audience in very exciting sexual situations.
I know. The questions were really great.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I told you that I have three options. One, the famous option, nothing. two, the second most famous option, dinner. Three, the absolute sleeper agent, see Marry Me in theaters.
I like to imagine that like you sent me this dress in a box this morning and we're like, see you at 8. That's my Valentine's Day fantasy, is that Pat send me an outfit and join me in there.
I want Gay Hedge Fund to send Tamara a dress in a box.
I know. Yeah, I don't have any plans either.
Yeah. Well, you could do one of the three.
I'll do one of the famous three. Okay, it's like, at this point, do you feel hot today?
Oh, God. You know, that's a really good question. I woke up and had two sections of Girl Scout cookie tray.
Sleeves.
I had two tray sections.
Okay.
So that immediately put me in a space of confusion and fear. I was immediately in a place of fear. And then I, you know, yeah. I do.
I'm immediately in a space of fear.
Do you feel high today?
Yeah, I feel really, like, I've had so much salt lately.
Okay.
Is anyone else connecting with having had just way too much salt? I feel, I'm on the tail end of my period, got a lover, haven't had her in about 8 months, so that was kind of interesting. Yeah, my body's broken, but beautiful.
I think broken things are even more beautiful.
I think it's like that. It's the plates, they break and they fill it in with gold.
I don't know about that.
That's an art form that I don't remember the name of. But that's me on my period. I know I look incredible. But I feel full of sodium. I woke up to like 40 frantic texts from my parents. They're like, "We're going vegan." I'm like, "No, you're not."
Oh yeah.
They watched a documentary. Do you know what I'm talking about? They watched that documentary.
You know what I'm so excited? You know, I'm so glad finally just went away. The mob of people who were like running around New York shouting that seltzer has salt in it. It's like,
get over it.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey,
honey, we got this.
If that becomes a problem, we'll deal with it. Right now, it seems under control.
When it comes to seltzer, let's cross that bridge when we get there, baby.
Yeah,
so I do feel hot, I guess, ultimately. Do y'all feel hot today? Everyone looks so good. I feel like this flew by. Do you guys agree, or are you like, get me the fuck out?
Yeah, it flew by.
It flew by.
It flew by. Okay, two people are in love with us.
Oh my God, I'm in love with y'all. We can all agree.
Oh my God, imagine if a marry me situation happened.
Can someone get married on stage right now? Is anyone here engaged?
No one ever gets, literally we've done this show so many times, no one once has ever gotten married at our show.
Is anyone here engaged?
Would you get married right here if we can make it happen? We can't, but would you if
we
could?
Come on up.
No, I'm
not being, I'm not in priest mode.
Yeah, I'm not in priest mode right now.
You know what I'm thinking? Do you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Do you know what I'm thinking right now?
Are you thinking about Panic and Dressed As?
What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Angelo's 30th birthday where he randomly wore...
Oh, Panic dressed as a priest?
Yeah, no, he panicked. No. For Angelo's 30th birthday, he panicked and dressed as a priest.
I think
that's how he describes what happened. I don't know what you're thinking, if not that.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, cool. I think that's an amazing sign that the show might even be over. When you say, "Do you know?" You know what I'm thinking? I guess you say no, then you say, "I'll tell you after." That's at a point where you really could leave the stage and almost end your theater.
Well, everyone, I got back from Mexico last night, so I'm just like, I'm just tired. What I was thinking is that I haven't had an interesting thought all evening.
Was that what you were saying? Do you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
And it was that?
Yeah.
That's crazy that. From the conversation of would you get married on stage, just kidding, I'm not feeling like a priest, you would think that I would know that you were thinking, I haven't had an interesting thought in days.
Yeah.
I would never guess that for future reference.
Wow.
I need a little more help than that.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us for the alt prom for Freaks and Losers. I just got a dispatch that said the team won the game and everything's being taken care of over there. And I actually found out it's happening in LA, which is cool because that's like somewhere I've been before. And I think it's cool when something happens somewhere that I've been before.
Yeah, that is cool.
And that's what, are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No, not at all. You've actually been in such a good mood the whole show.
Yeah, it wasn't a good mood this show. You know, I had about 8 shows where I was bad, and now I was good this show. So you are all lucky, and this show costs extra money.
We're going to send you off with a beautiful dance, but what I want to say is thank you so much for coming, and what was I going to say?
Maybe like throw it a project.
Project Stay is going to have a table in the back. Pick up your free condoms, some rapid HIV tests, some other resources, more information. I think there might be some dick lollipops. You can join the party.
And also, thank you to all our virtualistas.
Thank you to our virtualistas. And thank you to Fly Machine.
We were looking for questions from you, but we couldn't find questions from our virtualistas.
It's okay.
But we hope that you are finding community out in the digital space.
And if you want to buy this tote, this beautiful tote, it's seektreatmentmerch.com.
We never have had so many announcements at the end of a show.
I know, we're being so cool. I'm being a business bitch.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a blazer. I'm not usually like this.
Okay. Everyone's...
If you want a photo, just say it. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy prom. Live, laugh, love.